Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of the issues that was supposed to be working for Democrats just isn't. Not at all. Not one bit. The headline, most voters say U.S. democracy is under threat. Subheading at the New York Times, but few feel urgency. A deep partisan divide. Many express doubts in election results. What's so fascinating about this is that supposedly that issue, together with the abortion issue, the idea that democracy was under threat, that our democracy was hanging by a thread, what's fascinating about this poll is it's bipartisan. This is not just Democrats who are worried about what happened on January 6th. It's not just Democrats who were worried that Trump is making a comeback. It's all those people, and it's a lot of them, and not just Republicans, by the way, who worry about the election, who believe that the election is unreliable. Here's the numbers. This is, again, one of those other big, sweeping, authoritative, in quotes, polls from the New York Times, Siena College. And they asked people by party the following question. Thinking about a candidate for political office who you agree with on most positions, how comfortable would you be voting for that candidate if they say they think the 2020 election was stolen? Okay. What's amazing about this is among independents who tend to decide elections, they decided the election in 2020. Among independents, the question is, would you feel comfortable voting for a candidate who thought the 2020 election was stolen, who said that? 15% of independents said they'd be fine with that. 22% say they'd be somewhat comfortable voting for that kind of candidate. So in other words, 37% of independents, one-third, are fine with candidates saying this was a stolen election. And among Democrats, believe it or not, 12% of Democrats feel fine with that. And, of course, among Republicans, it is a total of 39% say they would be very comfortable, 18% are somewhat comfortable voting for somebody who said the election was stolen. I mean, what people are going through with all of this is a sense that our institutions are not working. Now, of course, a great deal of this has to do with the feeling of stress and strain and worry about finances and about paying the bills with inflation everywhere. But it also has to do with the criminalization of everything. And again, it is worth mentioning that Igor Danchenko, who was supposed to be one of the people who remember the famous dossier that was put forward by Steele. His main source on that was this guy, Danchenko, who was on trial for having lied to the FBI. And this is part of the John Durham investigation, which has been going on for about 3 years now. And that was going to be their big get. He was acquitted yesterday. Acquitted. That means that there was a unanimous vote that no, he wasn't guilty. This is all right now a part of the reason that people don't have a sense of where the country is going. And I think that a part of it even involves the breakdown in terms of people's looking at one group or another group to blame. And does this involve Kanye West? Well, there is Kanye West and his latest claims, which including a wildly anti-Semitic commentary that he delivered to Chris Cuomo. Headline, and this from Mediaite, Kanye claims the Jewish underground media mafia is out to get him. In wildly anti-Semitic interview with Chris Cuomo. Kanye West made yet more anti-Semitic remarks, this time telling News Nation's Chris Cuomo, no more Chris Cuomo at CNN. He told News Nation's Chris Cuomo, quote, a Jewish underground media mafia has it out for him. West has been restricted on social media for appearing to threaten Jews on Twitter. He has since agreed in principle to buy the far-right social media platform Parler. Wonderful. In a now-deleted tweet, Yee, or Kanye, wrote, I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people in capital letters. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda. It's fascinating, and Chris Cuomo did not push effectively enough, or near effectively enough, it seems to me, to try to get Kanye to explain, okay, where was it that he was being blackballed exactly? Where was it that he was opposing the agenda, whatever it is, of this Jewish underground media mafia? And he was interviewed from the backseat of a car Monday night. West complained he is being censored by a mafia of Jews who own precisely 78 major news outlets. What I'm doing, I'm calling out the Jewish community as a whole to say, people say to me, aw, why is ye upset at everybody? West added, the Jewish people that I'm talking about don't have to understand, and that is that privilege that I'm not going to allow. When I wore the White Lives Matter t-shirt, the Jewish underground media mafia actually started attacking me. West complained a cabal of secretly powerful Jewish business moguls canceled some of his shows and that they refused to refer to him as anything other than a rapper. Is that true? Have you heard him? Quote, they never call me a billionaire, he added. Well, they called him a presidential candidate when he was one. We never talked about even on this one right here. Hey, tycoon, billionaire, visionary, inventor. These are never used. Cuomo assured the rapper there is no secret group of wealthy Jews who are colluding to harm his career. But West did not appear to be open to the message. Really? There is more. Bibi Netanyahu, the former prime minister of Israel, has a new book out. He's also running to return to office. They have their election November 1st, right before our election. I can't believe they have elections all the time in Israel. He also spoke out very strongly on President Trump. And what did he have to say? We will get to that and more about Trump's statement about American Jews. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a headline that says Netanyahu doubles down when grilled on defending Trump. And what all of this has to do with is one of the very controversial statements that was made at some length by President Trump I'm not sure what it means exactly. In other words, and what led him to make this statement right now. And it is widely viewed as some kind of outrage. When I say widely viewed, the people who are very, very concerned about President Trump and do not want to see him make another run for the presidency would, of course, react to this and I think overreact to it. But the headline in the Washington Post is Trump attacks U.S. Jews, posting they must get their act together on Israel. And a former President Donald Trump attacked American Jews in a post on his Truth Social platform on Sunday, complaining that Jews in the United States must get their act together and show more appreciation for the state of Israel before it is too late. It's very difficult when somebody is saying that you should appreciate the state of Israel more and basically talking about people rallying behind the state of Israel to say that that is an anti-Semitic statement. I understand this sort of tortured logic of it, but it's misleading. Trump also complained in the post that no president has done more for Israel than him, but that Christian evangelicals are far more appreciative of this than the people of the Jewish faith, especially those living in the U.S., unquote, says President Trump. And by the way, is it true that he is more popular among Israeli Jews than he is among American Jews? Yes. There's no question about it. But he says Jewish people who live here in the United States don't love Israel enough. Does that make sense to you? He said in an interview last year with an Orthodox Jewish magazine, adding that it seems strange to him that he did not have more Jewish support. He actually did have increased Jewish support. You can look it up. They measure these things, and they have pretty good numbers. He got 24% of the Jewish vote when he was running against Hillary Clinton. She got 71%. He got 30% of the Jewish vote, which is a substantial increase between 2016 and 2020. He got 30% of the Jewish vote when he was running against Joe Biden, which was tied Mitt Romney for a recent high in Republicans getting Jewish votes. Now, why is it that Jewish people who surely notice, because the great majority of Jewish people do have some feeling about Israel, even though most American Jews haven't even visited there, which is something that we've been very concerned about. But the idea that they vote Democratic, it's a very complicated issue that people vote so automatically Democratic, even when clearly, when you had Romney running against Obama, Romney, who had been a longtime friendship with Bibi Netanyahu, and Netanyahu had graduated from MIT, he got his first job with Mitt Romney. No, really, at Boston Consulting at the time. And the idea that that Obama still beat Romney 70-30 with the Jewish vote, it's not Trump alone who is unappreciated among Jewish people. It's basically any Republican. It's one of the reasons I've been very active for 25 years with the Republican Jewish Coalition, which has been trying to build more of a Jewish base in the Republican Party. Concerning what Trump said, Netanyahu's statement was this: when he was on Morning Joe, he joined MSNBC's Morning Joe to promote his new memoir. That was yesterday. It's called BB, My Story. And speaking about Trump's comments, he said, I think it reflects his frustration, which happens to many politicians when they feel they don't get all the credit they deserve for the things they did. By the way, I have to tell you, I'm not an exception. All of us belong to that. And what he said was exactly the right thing. And again, it's one of those reasons, I think that one of the things about Prime Minister Netanyahu, very controversial in Israel, very controversial among American Jews here. But he is a great representative for the country. And he handles things like this, which could have created some kind of outrage or some kind of tremendous upset and excitement, didn't. He said this, and it's true. Israel enjoys very broad support among the American people, and it's something that I think is absolutely necessary. We have to maintain bipartisan support. I've, you know, sometimes been accused of being a Republican or going against Democrats. That's not true, Netanyahu said. I've opposed Democratic presidents, Republican presidents, when I thought their policies would endanger Israel. Netanyahu is currently serving as Israel's opposition leader and again hoping to return as prime minister after the election November 1st. But I have long supported and will continue to support the bipartisan support of America, argued Netanyahu. It seems that the former president is feeding that. That's what many have charged. Should he not be more careful with what he says? This was a question that was put by Jack LaMeyer, who asked Netanyahu, it seems a former president is feeding anti-Semitism. That's what many have charged. Should he not be more careful with what he says? Is not his rhetoric dangerous? And Netanyahu said, look, he has been a great supporter of Israel. He has many Jewish supporters, and he also has many opponents. I think that it behooves all of us to engage, although it's very difficult in campaigns, in measured language. If you can get politicians, all of us, to do that, then you'll get a Nobel Prize for Peace. Good luck, answered Netanyahu, and it says largely avoiding the question. Look, this is one of those things where I do think it's very important to have members of the Democratic Party speak up about people in the Democratic Party who take a rabidly anti-Israel position. It's also important today when Australia, which has been one of Israel's greatest friends, decided because they have a new so-called left-center government in Australia, they are going back on their recognition that had followed Trump's example of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is some bad news that deserves more attention. We'll get to it on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is gearing up to release 15 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserve as energy prices are on the rise once again. The barrels are the final group of the 180 million announced in March. The majority of Republicans are not a fan of the release, including Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who claims it's a national security issue.
It's not the political petroleum reserve. He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have that's really developed really for a time of war.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than half of Americans believe the federal government has too much power. That's according to 54% of people who took part in a Gallup survey on the question. The number hovered around 55% going back to 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I think there is actually there are a couple of points in which Republicans and Democrats and independents and people who are supporters of the Green Party and the Libertarian Party and you name it, I think that Americans can agree on. One of the points is that this is a dangerous time for the United States. And it's dangerous anytime you have an evil leader of Russia who was talking about using nuclear weapons. And keeping your eye on the prize, it seems to me, is very important. There is a new cover of Time magazine that shows how you can take your eye off the prize very easily. And the eye on the prize is keeping us safe. It is avoiding, I do think it is not helpful for the Republican side. And it's not helpful for America to have Kevin McCarthy say no blank checks for Ukraine at a time when they're just declaring martial law in parts of Ukraine, when they are threatening nuclear weapons to say no blank checks, to say that if we take over in the House and the Senate, that America will no longer provide the very strong and very necessary aid together with our allies that is necessary for Ukraine to survive, it's not great timing. And nor is this cover on Time magazine. The cover of Time magazine has an image of Abraham Lincoln, and he's standing over what appears to be an earthquake, a chasm. And they're featuring a piece by John Meacham, who's a wonderful writer. I've enjoyed having him as a guest on the show. I think we can also say that John Meacham has been providing some speechwriting help for Joe Biden. Some of the better speeches that Biden has given have been written by John Meacham. But in any event, he is featured with an article that says, "How Our Greatest President Saved Democracy and We Can Too." And the idea of learning lessons from Lincoln, I think, is tremendously important. It's entirely necessary. It's, I think all of our politicians should wear little wristbands that say WWALD, what would Abraham Lincoln do? Because that example is important. But comparing Lincoln and the challenges to democracy that he faced with what we're facing now is just wrong, and it's misleading. It's tremendously misleading, because can we be clear, there were at least 350,000 Americans who died fighting for the Union, and they were killed by people who were fighting to basically destroy this country. And it's one of the reasons that it seems to me that it is foolish to go back and forth and debate quote, nobility of the Confederate cause. It wasn't a noble cause. It was a cause attacking this country. And yes, I think that it was shameful that they were displaying Confederate flags, a few of them, on January 6th. And everything that happened on January 6th was wrong, but the idea of saving democracy, comparing Lincoln saving democracy from a very organized onslaught of a military nature, and to save the country from a pro-slavery militants, was very, very different from saving the country from the threats to democracy that we have here. Speaking of the threats to democracy we have here, this is from the Daily Mail this morning. Vladimir Putin brings in martial law in annexed Ukrainian territory amid fears he will move to full war footing and detonate a nuke over the Black Sea. As General Armageddon, as he is called, evacuates 60,000 people before the Battle of Kherson. Vladimir Putin declared martial law in occupied Ukraine, handing him sweeping new powers over civilians. This comes after officials ordered evacuation from the occupied city of Kherson as Ukraine's forces push to retake the city. If Putin's army is forced to flee the city, it would be the most humiliating defeat it has yet suffered in Ukraine. Fears are growing that Putin may be plotting a nuclear show of force over the Black Sea to save his invasion. That makes it sound like it's just going to be some kind of demonstration, or to prevent the United States from doing one of the threatened responses has been to destroy Russia's Black Sea fleet, which apparently we could do. AP, Russian President Vladimir Putin declared martial law Wednesday in the four regions of Ukraine that Moscow has annexed and gave all regional governors in Russia emergency powers that open the door for sweeping new restrictions throughout the country. Putin didn't immediately spell out the steps that he would be taken under martial law, but said his order was effective starting today. His decree gave law enforcement agencies 3 days to submit specific proposals and orders the creation of territorial defense forces in the annexed regions. The upper house of Russia's parliament quickly endorsed Putin's decision to impose martial law in the annexed Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions. The approved legislation indicated the declaration may involve restrictions on travel and restrictions on public gatherings, tighter censorship, and broader authority for law enforcement agencies. Does this sound like a reflection of strength or a reflection of desperation? And one of the things about Lincoln's greatness? Was he focused on the real danger? It turned out for him, one of the dangers was the idea of recognition of the Confederacy by Britain or by France. And Secretary of State William Henry Seward fought very effectively to avoid that. But the idea that they have Lincoln looking at a country that is actually coming apart and looking at a situation right now where people are probably going to vote in great numbers, and part of the turnout and getting people to turn out does not reflect the weakness of democracy, it reflects its health. And the idea that people believe that we are on the edge of something, it has to do with, yes, some false reports about stolen elections or electoral fraud. But the truth of the matter is, we can all do better, can't we, by basically applauding those aspects of our system that still work. After everything that happened on January 6th, and all the negativity, the fact that it is being fully investigated, that there are people who are standing trial, that there are people who have gone to jail, there are people who have pleaded guilty. There was moving testimony, which I want to get to, and moving testimony yesterday by a member of Oath Keepers who recounts what it was that brought him to Washington, D.C. for January 6th. He's a patriot, and I think the guy is. He is now working with the government and trying to help answer questions in the ongoing trial of those Oath Keeper leaders who are facing a potential conviction for seditious conspiracy. Serious stuff. We will cover that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Michael Medved Show. Yesterday, Australia, as I mentioned briefly in passing before, rescinded yesterday, Tuesday, its recognition of Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, as the capital of Israel, reversing a decision made in 2018 by a previous administration, angering the Israeli government and drawing praise from the Palestinian leadership. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said her government had made the move to avoid complicating hypothetical future peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, which is a ridiculous proposition. The decision of Australia as to recognizing Jerusalem as the eternal and undivided capital of the Jewish people, The idea that Australia was going to stand in the way of some kind of peace settlement if they recognized the fact that Israel's functioning capital, where the Knesset is, where the parliament is, where the Supreme Court is, the capital of the country since its foundation in 1948 has been Jerusalem. And by the way, with West Jerusalem, if you're going to divide East and West Jerusalem, West Jerusalem was Israeli territory from the very beginning of the state. It wasn't conquered at any point, and it's always had an overwhelming Jewish majority. The Jewish majority in the city of Jerusalem, they had a Turkish census in 1870, and there were more Jews in 1870 in Jerusalem than there were Muslims or Christians. And the idea of not recognizing West Jerusalem as the capital, this is just pure politics in Australia, and it's shabby left-wing politics. The previous Australian government, led by Scott Morrison, a conservative, recognized West Jerusalem as the Israeli capital in 2018, but never transferred the Australian embassy to the city from Tel Aviv. His move followed the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem and transfer of the U.S. embassy to the city, a decision later copied by a handful of other countries. The Israeli government condemned Australia's decision to rescind its recognition and said it had summoned the Australian ambassador to Israel, said Prime Minister Yair Lapid of Israel in a statement. Jerusalem is the eternal and united capital of Israel, and nothing will ever change that. the idea that refusal to recognize West Jerusalem, where the population, by the way, is overwhelmingly Jewish, does not preclude the notion that in negotiations, as the Palestinians demand, that East Jerusalem would become a capital for a Palestinian state. But the idea that this is still an issue is an indication that much of the Palestinian leadership, and who knows what's happening there, because he's 87 years old, Mahmoud Abbas. He's even older than Chuck Grassley. No, he isn't. He's not quite as old. He's older than Joe Biden and older than Nancy Pelosi. And Steny Hoyer, too. Anyway, this is one of those issues that doesn't go away and doesn't disappear. One of the other issues is January 6th, and there's a headline in New York Times, Ex-Oath Keeper Recounts Vision for a Battle. A former member of the Oath Keeper's militia testified yesterday that the far-right group intended to block the certification of the 2020 election by any means necessary, stashing weapons at a hotel in Virginia on January 6th in anticipation of supporting President Donald J. Trump in his bid to keep Joseph R. Biden Jr. out of the White House. And the defense in the Oath Keeper's trial, which is going on, has said that the reason that they were stashing weapons in Washington, D.C. is they expected that President Trump would do something that he had never done, and I don't think ever would have done, but which is to invoke the Insurrection Act and to have called out militias to help defend Washington, D.C. from an insurrection. In other words, that there would be civil war fighting in the streets about who won the election. No, we didn't come to that, and it didn't come to that. This was the first time, the testimony yesterday, that one of the government's cooperating witnesses provided a personal account of being in the angry pro-Trump crowd outside the Capitol and ultimately storming the building in an effort to strike fear into the lawmakers inside. His name was Dolan, and Jason Dolan, and he said, I wanted them to hear and feel the anger, the frustration, the rage that I felt, Mr. Dolan said of the members of the House and Senate who were voting to certify Mr. Biden's Electoral College victory. I felt they were betraying the country, and I wanted them to know and to stop doing it. Mr. Dolan's turn on the stand came after other government witnesses had denied under questions from the defense that the Oath Keepers had a predetermined plan to stop the election certification. It provided the prosecution with its strongest evidence to date that Mr. Rhodes and the others had committed seditious conspiracy by plotting to use force to stop the transfer of power from Mr. Trump to the Biden to Mr. Biden. The Mr. Dolan is a Marine Corps veteran who was deployed 5 times, and he began his testimony by describing the isolated torpor he was in throughout 2020, a time when, by his own account, he was drinking copious amounts of beer and vodka to mask the pain of multiple injuries and surgeries. He described spending long evenings alone in his garage, immersing himself in Fox News, and feeling disconnected from his wife and daughter, who were uninterested in politics. He said he arrived at the conclusion that the election had been stolen from Mr. Trump. In some of his messages he traded with his fellow members of Oath Keepers, Mr. Dolan expressed his belief that Mr. Biden's victory was a fraud. In any event, he now regrets that, and the trial will go on. There's also a trial that you face with a certain holiday coming up. The very end of October. No, that's not Election Day. That holiday is November 8th. But October 31st, we have Halloween. Halloween Ends is the name of the most recent edition of that franchise. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
It's the unlucky... It's the 13th edition of a long-running saga and the conclusion of a trilogy of its most recent incarnation, with Jamie Lee Curtis once again fighting off a sicko seasonal fiend in Halloween Ends, now in theaters everywhere.
What are you going to do when Michael comes back for you?
This time, something feels different. He's more dangerous. He killed my daughter, but tonight, I will kill him.
Yeah, but first she has to deal with her own granddaughter, one of mass murderer Michael Myers' unlikely disciples. Most of the scenes of sadistic slaughter will produce uncomfortable giggles rather than gasps of horror. One can only hope the director, co-writer David Gordon Green will keep his promise that this is the very end of the series. 1.5 stars for Halloween Ends. It's rated R, of course, and it's more a trick than a treat. Yeah, and part of that trick is that it's not the granddaughter herself that is a disciple of Michael Myers. It is the young man she has a crush on, which is hard to comprehend. But then again, lots of movies have that aspect. I'll tell you something that most people have not comprehended or even faced yet is the fact that there are going to be some shocks. Probably pro-Republican shocks in the elections coming up. One of them, George Will says, is likely to occur right here in Washington State. What is it? We'll talk to George Will about it and about the rest of what to expect in the elections coming up. George Will joining us tomorrow. We'll also take a look at a shocking new poll that shows that 59% see one force as a major threat to the country, which is more than list Biden or Trump or the Supreme Court or Oath Keepers. You name it. What is that evil force? And no, it's not Michael Myers and Halloween. We will tell you the real threat, at least as perceived by a majority of Americans, next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.